Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Good to have you with us tonight. And I have to tell you, I spent quite a bit of time this week working on the setup in my office here in my broadcast studio in my house. And I think we got it down. We'll see. A lot of money invested, but I love being independent of the network. I had some fun today. I had somebody had posted on one of my old radio shows, one of my old episodes on YouTube, and they said, Jim, I love your show. Too many commercials. And I love being able to respond back to them and say, hey, update. No, we're not doing commercials anymore. The show is totally independent. So in any case, my name is Jim Paris. We are live on Sunday nights, 9 to about 10:15 or so, just depending on how long it goes. That's another great thing of being independent. We can simply take the guest segment and go with that as long as we need to. And then after that ends, we go right to our best of shows. So we've got 2 hours for you every Sunday night, 9 to 11. And most of that is live. Part of that is a best of show that we plug in there at the end of our live segments. All right, a lot tonight to talk about. We have a special guest tonight, as always, in our second segment. Carl Gallups is here, one of our favorite guests. He has a new book out called Gods of the Final Kingdom. And this is book three of a three-part series. And he's been with us to discuss the other two books. So I'm really excited to see how this final book fits into the three-book series and a lot of good information in there. Also next week, this was a guest I had heard on another radio show. Dr. Daniel Lieberman will be here next week in our guest segment to talk about his book, The Molecule of More. Now, it sounds kind of boring, but it's not. It's really interesting about dopamine and how everything from advertisers to Facebook to Amazon, everybody is tapping in to our addiction to dopamine and getting us to do things that maybe we don't even realize. It's like an addictive thing, even online pornography, people that are addicted to that. It's all about the dopamine rush. So we're going to talk about this next week. A fascinating book he's got out called The Molecule of More. And that is just, I can't wait to get into this next week. So don't miss that in our guest segment next week. And as I mentioned, we are commercial free. So we don't have any commercials to interrupt us here tonight, but we do have a sponsor. Like I promised you, every week we'll have a sponsor. This week, our sponsor is defendyourcredit.us. Now, if you've been watching the news over the last couple of weeks, you know that there was yet another major data breach. Quest Diagnostics, a nationwide lab where many of us go to get blood tests and things like that, they had a major data breach. And so not just your financial information, but in this case, it could even be some of your medical information could get out there. I had a horrible situation. I spent my whole day Monday of this past week dealing with a $400 credit card theft. Somehow somebody cloned one of my credit cards, was able to steal $400 from me. I was able to get that money back, thank God. But this is every day. It's a battle. And people ask me, Jim, what product do you recommend? What is it that you use personally to protect your identity and all that? And I recommend, it's called defendyourcredit.us. I've been using this for many, many years. Not only is it a notification service, identity theft protection, but I love the app that they have, which notifies you in real time on your phone if someone has gotten into your credit. And it's not just your credit, but they protect things like your passport number, also your medical records. A lot of things are protected other than just your credit. So check that out tonight. Sponsor defendyourcredit.us, defendyourcredit.us. Dot US. Okay, let's get into it tonight. Well, before we get into tonight's topic, so let me tell you what I did with our studio setup. So I ended up buying yet another computer. I've got right now sitting right in front of me three computers, and so each computer kind of has a different job. One computer I use for a lot of video production. Another computer is really for my email and my correspondence and all of that. But I had to get yet a third computer because I'm broadcasting from one computer, which is sort of a high-end computer with lots of RAM. But then I've got a separate computer that is the stream computer. So I went online, bought a computer desk, put this all together yesterday. Got it all running, set up, tested it a bunch of times. So that is how we are broadcasting tonight live, streaming live on TalkStreamLive.com is by way of a third computer that I have set up in my office. Now, what I was doing last week and the week before where we were having trouble is I was trying to use a laptop computer to run the stream. But this week, the stream is running actually through a full desktop computer. And I have to tell you, one website I love, I continue to love. I bought the jacuzzi that I've got in my back deck. I bought my furniture in my living room. And I bought all this computer stuff this week, which is Overstock.com. And they're not a sponsor. I don't get paid anything for saying this. But one of the things I love about Overstock, not only are their prices incredible, but I can pay with Bitcoin. And so that's another benefit of using Overstock.com. So just to give you an idea, I got the desktop, the tower part of the computer. So not the monitor, just the tower. And it came with a keyboard for under $100. I mean, where can you get a computer? I mean, and with free shipping, I got a computer for under, it was like $98 or something. It's a refurbished Microsoft, Windows 10, all of that. I think it's a Dell computer. I mean, it's fine. It doesn't need to do anything but stream the show. So Overstock.com, another place I love. And then the monitor, I think I paid like, I don't know, $120, $130 for the monitor. Excuse the quick break there. I had to cough. I have, as many of you know, have been listening regularly. I was diagnosed with pneumonia and I have been sick. So on Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, it will be 3 weeks that I will have been sick. And I usually get sick for like 2 or 3 days and then I'm back to normal. That has not been the case this time around. I do not know what is happening here in Florida, but so many people I know are sick with respiratory stuff. And I'll make it through tonight's show tonight, but I may have to rely on that cough button here and there to try and cover up my coughing and my wheezing. Okay. All right, let's get into tonight's topics. A lot to get into tonight. I've got about 22 minutes left before we get to our guest segment. I am like a moth drawn to a flame when it comes to this Kenneth Copeland story. And I have to tell you that, honestly, it doesn't help me at all, career-wise and popularity-wise, to even speak out about these kind of things. And one of my good friends who's been in broadcasting for many, many years, he and I had a discussion a few weeks ago, and I was telling him about how I get into these topics where like sometimes as many as like half of my followers are like upset with me. And he said, well, you know, do you want to have a ministry of encouragement or do you want to have, you know, a ministry like the Apostle Paul where you're basically, you know, admonishing people, you're challenging the culture, those kinds of things. And I guess I'm more like Paul. So for those of you that hated my show last week because I was talking about Kenneth Copeland, I am like a moth drawn to a flame. I'm back to this topic again. And the reason I'm back to it is because I've had a few days to think about it. And there are now two major Christian personalities that are coming out that are defending Kenneth Copeland, which, you know, I don't understand it. I'll be honest with you. And as I said before, maybe the best defense for Kenneth Copeland is that somebody could have come out and said, look, he's an 82-year-old man. You know, he's up in age, not really thinking too clearly. And let's just leave it at that. I mean, maybe that would have been the best defense for Kenneth Copeland. But just, you know, if you haven't seen this interview, go to YouTube and type in Kenneth Copeland Inside Edition. And I'm no fan of Inside Edition. I haven't watched that show in years. But when I saw this interview, I was just shocked. I could not believe that a Christian minister would conduct themselves this way. And some of these people now that are defending Kenneth Copeland are trying to basically change the subject. So what they want to do is debate that he needs three planes. Okay. We can have that debate, right? That's kind of a separate issue. Do you really need three planes? I mean, I don't even know how that can be defended. Does a minister need three separate airplanes? And these are not just like, you know, my brother-in-law has a nice plane. It's like a $30,000 airplane. These are planes where they're like tens of millions of dollars, Gulfstream jets. I don't know why you need, if you needed one of those, why would you need more than one? Why would you need three planes? And so in any case, a couple of major names in the Christian community have come out defending Kenneth Copeland. And what they're trying to do is really make the argument about the three planes, which I'm okay having that argument too. But I think there's a bigger issue here, which is how he conducted himself in this interview. And if you look at the interview, I don't know, you know, I've watched it so many times. Sometimes I'm done watching it and I think Kenneth Copeland is crazy. Then I think sometimes he's a narcissist. Then sometimes I think he's a sociopath. I don't know. It's one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. So my problem with Kenneth Copeland is really not so much that he has the planes, at least at this point. My bigger issue than the planes is really how he conducted himself in that interview. If you watch the interview, it is like he is outraged that anybody is questioning him, that he's above being questioned. And how he interacts with this reporter, he says to her at one point, he calls her baby. At another point, he calls her sweetheart. He then stops and kind of flirts with her and says, "I love your eyes." I mean, is any of that appropriate? I mean, you know, a married man, it seems a little bit bizarre to me. But then when you look at sort of his core reason that he justifies having the private planes is that he has to basically stay away from flying commercial because he's a minister and he's got to get ready to minister and he can't get himself spiritually ready to minister if he's around basically the great unwashed, you know, the people that fly commercial like me, like the rest of us. And I was talking to my wife about this the last couple of days and I said, you know, think about this in terms of what would Jesus do? Would Jesus sequester himself in a private jet? I mean, if he were alive today, would he be in the private jet or would Jesus be in the airplane terminal? Probably sitting in the bar, right? As he did many times, would sit among sinners and that was his opportunity to minister. I mean, if you are an evangelist, wouldn't it be more reasonable that you would be flying where there would be the most people? If you're trying to reach people, and if your argument is that commercial flights are filled with ungodly people, as he called them, demons in tubes, in metal tubes flying through the air, if that's where they are, what a great ministry opportunity. I mean, if you're actually an evangelist and you actually believe that commercial flights are filled with ungodly people, isn't that where you would go if you're an evangelist? I just simply ask the question, if that's your reason. Now, I get the reason. If your reason is, look, I need to, I'm a Christian musician and I need to get from point A to point B. I could never do it fast enough by commercial planes. I get that. I know that some people have to fly private planes. And that's not as much my problem as it is with just how this is presented, that basically as a minister, I can't go among those people. And also when you think about this, if you're Kenneth Copeland, one of his arguments is there was two different things he wanted to be at. One was in Peru, I think, and one was in Jerusalem. And he had to personally be at both of these events. You start to get to the point where it's like, maybe you think you're a little bit too important, Reverend Copeland. Why couldn't you send another minister to one of those events? You yourself are not Jesus Christ. You are a representative of Jesus Christ. So why could you not send another representative of Christ to one of those other events. It's as if his importance is so high that he's almost like the president of the United States. He's got to be able to go to one place and then another place halfway around the planet. And that's why he needs not just one, but three private planes, so he doesn't have to be in these metal tubes in the sky filled with demons, as he describes them. I don't know. And I don't know what this the agenda is of these people that are coming out now to defend him. And I'm getting attacked on social media as well. And people are saying the most bizarre things. So here's the typical defense I'm getting for Kenneth Copeland. The defense is this. Kenneth Copeland is a great man. He has a great ministry. I've been following his ministry for 25 years. That's the kind of thing people are saying. Shame on you, Jim Paris. God will defend Kenneth Copeland. So in other words, it's like I'm being threatened, like God is coming after me now because I have spoken up about Kenneth Copeland and how he handled himself in this interview. Be careful, Jim Paris. God is coming to smite you, basically, is what many of these social media posts are saying. But yet they don't really address the issue. They don't address the issue of a man who is clearly upset that someone is questioning him. He says, it's none of your business. He's pointing his finger at the reporter. Then he shifts to, I love your eyes, baby, sweetheart. It's just bizarre stuff. It is our business. Why is it our business? Because he's running a nonprofit ministry. And that means that he's not paying taxes on the corporate income. It means that the property that his ministry is on is not paying any property taxes. It means that people that donate to his ministry get a tax deduction, which means a reduction to our income as a country. So it affects all of us. So our whole culture, all of society supports these nonprofit organizations. And the other thing people are saying is, you know, Christians going after other Christians. You know, I think that's part of what we're supposed to do, isn't it? Right? Holding our leaders accountable. If we get to the point that if someone puts the Christian label on and then that means we can't criticize them, boy, that's a scary point to be at. I mean, are we not then following a cult leader? You know, this becomes a cult that you can't question them. I think it's also okay to split the difference, isn't it? To say Kenneth Copeland is someone that's been used by God. He's someone that has led a lot of people to Christ. But when it comes to this particular interview, he blew it. Can we say that? Can we kind of split the difference? No, we can't. We can only say that everything about Kenneth Copeland is good, wonderful, and perfect. If we don't agree with that, then God's coming after us. That's basically what these people are saying. I don't know Kenneth Copeland. I've never met Kenneth Copeland. I just don't agree with him. I don't agree with the prosperity theology. I don't agree with his whole countenance, his arrogance, his narcissistic personality disorder, his demeaning comments. When you're speaking to somebody on secular television, hey, baby, hey, sweetheart, I love your eyes. Is that how a minister speaks to a woman? I mean, especially you know you're on national television and that's how you speak to a woman. I just don't understand any of it. And how these other Christian leaders are coming to his defense, I don't understand that. That's even more bizarre to me than what happened, that there are people defending this. What I found very interesting is there is a book coming. And I asked my producer today, I sent her the information on this book. It is the nephew, I want to get this right, it is the nephew of Benny Hinn. And I believe his name is, what is it? It's like Conti Hinn or something like this. Anyway, yes, here it is. His name is Costi, C-O-S-T-I. Costi Hinn. And Costi Hinn has a book coming out. It'll be coming out on July 9th. So hopefully will be one of his first interviews. This is the nephew of Benny Hinn. The book is called God, Greed, and the Prosperity Gospel. And how truth overwhelms a life built on lies. And I am just really looking forward to this. It was interesting because the reporter in that Kenneth Copeland story, her name is Lisa Guerrero. Lisa Guerrero. She is a freelance reporter, works for Inside Edition for many years. She's been with Inside Edition. And she was thanking on Twitter today or yesterday. She was thanking Costi Hinn for resharing the video of her interview of Kenneth Copeland. So she has an ally, this secular reporter, Lisa Guerrero, for Inside Edition, has found an ally in the nephew of Benny Hinn. And so if you haven't been following this, this Costi Hinn has been sharing a lot of information publicly about sort of the behind-the-scenes opulence of the Benny Hinn ministry. And again, Benny Hinn, okay? Has Benny Hinn done some good? I'm sure he has. God can use anybody. I met Benny Hinn twice. On both occasions, I was not impressed with him. I remember one occasion I was backstage at a Christian book conference. He comes backstage with the rest of us authors. He comes in with dark sunglasses on, two giant bodyguards, and doesn't say a word to any of us. And those green rooms are very chatty. You know, most of us are, hey, you know, nice to meet you or nice to see you again. You know, what shows are you going on? This sort of thing. They're very chatty. And I have been in green rooms with some very famous people and on some very big TV shows. And people are very nice and friendly and chatty. And we're all excited about going on the next interview and that sort of thing. But not Benny Hinn. Didn't say one word to me. The dark glasses, the mafia look, the bodyguards, the whole nine yards. I was just not impressed with the man. But can we split the difference? Maybe he's still done a lot of good things. I don't dispute that. I just don't agree with the multimillion dollar mansions on the beach and all the other things. And Costi Hinn is, I guess, exposing a lot of this, and good for him. Is it possible that we can say that some of these Christian ministers have just gone too far with the prosperity gospel, have gone too far with their opulent lifestyles? And as a minister, you don't have to be poor to be a minister. I would never say that. That's one of the other straw arguments that people make is, well, Jim Parrish, you're saying this guy needs to, for you to be happy, he'd have to be living on the street without even owning a home. He'd have to be poor driving a 20-year-old car. No, I'm not saying any of that. I mean, have a nice lifestyle. I mean, make $200,000, $300,000 a year. I'm not going to judge you for that. But, I mean, when is enough enough? Is one multimillion dollar Gulfstream jet, is that enough? Or why do you need two? Why would you need two? You can only fly on one. You know, really. I mean, probably some people could come into my office right now and say, Jim Parrish, why do you need all these computers? I actually do. But none of them cost $50 million like a Gulfstream jet. Anyway, I digress. So, you know, I don't know. I'm having a hard time staying away from this topic. I think there's more to come. I think that Kenneth Copeland, in the way he handled this, sort of stirred up a hornet's nest. And I think they're probably going to be doing more ambushes on him, the media. I would love to see the media ambush some of these others now that are coming out and defending Copeland. Because I think if they did a little bit of research, they might find out why the others are defending Copeland, and I'm going to leave it at that. All right. I subscribe to several different travel-type services. Some of them I even pay a small amount of money to get these, like, travel alerts when there are deals. And I have to tell you, there are some incredible deals right now from the East Coast to Europe. If you're thinking about a trip to Europe, you got to get online and start checking. I'll tell you this, go to my YouTube channel. You can find me on YouTube. Just search for my name, James L. Parrish. You'll find me. And I've got a number of videos on there on how I actually search for cheap airfare. You'll find those on my channel. You can just, once you get to my channel, do a search, use the word travel and search my channel. And you'll find the videos that I have on how I find cheap airfare. But I'm not kidding you. This will blow your mind. I'm seeing round-trip tickets to Europe right now. And it's not just like you've got to travel in the next week. This is for like 6 months, 8 months out, including now. You could go now or you could go in a few months. But we're talking about around $300, like $300 round trip from Miami to Italy, to London, to you want to go to Ireland. I mean, it's just incredible. I don't know why the prices are so low. I don't know why. I don't get that deep into the whole travel topic to know that. The travel gurus can tell you, oh, it's because of this seasonal this and gas prices are lower and the demand is for this and this. I don't know. All I know is that it is. I mean, the prices are incredibly, incredibly cheap. For those of you that live in South Florida or plan to be in South Florida in the coming weeks, don't miss an incredible opportunity to meet me in person. I will be appearing live on July the 27th in Miramar, Florida at the Miramar Theater. And the tickets are available through Ticketmaster. I'll be appearing with George Norrie on July the 27th. And many of you know I'm a regular recurring guest on Coast to Coast AM to talk about my book on prayer. And George Norrie is one of my great supporters. He just loves my information, and he's been just such a great supporter over the years. And I'm so excited. He invited me to be his guest at this event. I will be one of the individuals interviewed. It's a really neat thing. There'll be two other guests besides myself. There will be live music. There will also be a meet and greet afterwards where we'll all be available to take pictures and to sign books and all of that. I don't know how many people will be interested in my autograph, but if you want my autograph, you can have it. If you want to show up at this event, the tickets start, I think, around $50, and then they go up from there. And I checked online, and it looks like it's like 2/3 sold out. So if you want to get in on this, it looks like it's going to absolutely be sold out. If you want to get in on this, go to Ticketmaster and type in George Norrie. This is going to be in South Florida. So Miramar is near Fort Lauderdale, just to give you a point of reference. That is on July the 27th. Now, this month is Gay Pride Month. And of course, I'm not gay, so we're not really celebrating it here on the radio show. No flags are flying in my front yard or anything, but apparently this is a thing. And I was up at Starbucks the other day and saw, you know, one of the baristas. He had this rainbow button on, and it said Pride. And I said, oh, I said, did you get that? Of course, I knew. I was just teasing him. I said, oh, did you get that as like Employee of the Month? They're proud of you here at Starbucks. And he just kind of looked at me like, you old man, you're so stupid. You don't know what Gay Pride Month is. I do that on occasion. I deliberately act dumb because I find I can say things that I normally couldn't say if people thought I knew what I was saying. But in any case, there is a huge controversy swirling about this Gay Pride flag deal. So apparently during the Obama days, Obama decided that all of our embassies around the world during Gay Pride Month, which is the month of June, I guess. Who knew? I thought it was Father's Day was the big thing, but I guess it's Gay Pride, the month of June. So all of our embassies around the world were to fly this Gay Pride flag, which is like a rainbow colored flag. So apparently the controversy is this, that under Trump, they're not supposed to fly the flag. They're just supposed to fly the United States flag, the American flag. I mean, these are embassies, right? They're United States embassies. So they would fly the American flag. These are not gay bars. These are not gay meetup places. They would not fly the gay flag. I want to know, when is straight month for those of us that are not gay? What is the straight flag? Why in the world would an embassy fly a flag about anything sexual? I mean, the next thing, there'll be a flag for transgender people and the non-binary, the ones that haven't decided yet which way they're going to go. Why would this be the case? And then to top it all off, one of my favorite people in the whole world, sarcasm intended, former FBI Director Jim Comey comes out today on Twitter. I kid you not. I posted this on all my social media. He has got a T-shirt on that says FBI on it, or it says Fidelity, Bravery, Integrity. So it's got Fidelity, Bravery, Integrity. Get it? FBI. Okay. Then underneath it, it has the gay flag. And he's apparently standing in solidarity with all those that are upset that the gay flag is not flying above our embassies. Look, I'm not anti-gay. I have people in my life that are homosexuals. That's what they want to do. That's fine. I don't hate them. Nothing like that. I just want to know why being gay is more important than being straight or being anything else. I mean, why is there no straight flag that flies? And why did Obama ever have a gay flag that would fly? This is the problem. It's not that they want to be treated equally. They want to be treated better than the rest of us. That's just my thought on it. And whether you agree or disagree, I'd be curious. All right, my last comment here before we get to our guest who is holding patiently. Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. This week still trading in a tight range, looking for a breakout, hopefully up to $10,000. One of the things that's interesting is the search traffic seems to really be a leading indicator that interest in crypto is growing dramatically. And I was at a beautiful bookstore yesterday over in, where was it? I guess it would be Lake Mary, Florida, I wasn't in Lake Mary. I was near Daytona. I was in Ormond Beach is where I was. I travel around so much, I don't know where I'm at half the time. I was in Ormond Beach, a brand new Barnes & Noble bookstore just opened up right off of I-95 and LPGA Boulevard. My wife and I went in there for about 30 minutes. I went right away to the business section, the investing section. I found two books, which is the first time I've seen this, two books on how to get started investing in cryptocurrency, which made me think, wow, this is really becoming mainstream. Of course, I was upset that neither of those two books were mine. And of course, my book is the 90-Minute Bitcoin Quick Start, which you can get on Amazon for $9.95. But it was interesting to see that we're starting to see right along the how to invest in mutual funds, how to invest in stocks. We're seeing the how to invest in cryptocurrency books. Okay, that's all I've got for you this week in my first hour. We'll take a short break. We'll be back with our special guest, Carl Gallups, his new book, Gods of the Final Kingdom. Stand by. We'll be back.